Voters in October will be asked whether the borough should spend up to $500,000 from Petersburg's Economic Development Fund to go toward a boat haulout and workyard at Scow Bay. That money could be used to match any federal grant money the borough can secure for the first phase of improving the Scow Bay turnaround so that vessels can be pulled and serviced. Petersburg's Economic Development Fund was created with $6.5 million from the federal government to offset losses from the decline of the timber industry. At the end of June, that fund had over $4 million. Brian Lynch is on the Petersburg Economic Development Council.
This is exactly the sort of thing that that money was set aside for. And I think that any sort of improvement in infrastructure that benefits our fishing fleets is going to have great positive economic impact on this community. So hopefully that you will approve that, and hopefully the voters will approve it also.
The PEDC has paid to study possible improvements on the Scow Bay land. The latest design has looked at constructing a better boat ramp and breakwater. Long term, the plans call for a washdown pad for boats and space for private companies to do repair and maintenance work. Petersburg's assembly was supportive of the issue going on the ballot, with the exception of Bob Lynn. He was concerned the project had no plan of operations spelling out who would be responsible for running the boatyard.
We're hand-to-mouth operation on our harbor funds. What we take in, we spend. We don't have a lot of excess reserve. If we go ahead and put this in and we have to add cost to this, that means then does that come out of the general fund for the borough? Where does it come from? Are we going to put additional fees onto this to pay for the additional people?
Lynn also thought there would be conflict between volunteers using the fire department's facilities at the Scow Bay land and boatyard users if that haulout is developed. The borough's community and economic development director, Liz Cabrera, thought this vote would be a referendum on whether the PEDC should continue pursuing the project.
We all know that engineering and design is very expensive. We don't want to keep chasing the design and putting money into engineering and design if it's just going to fail at the ballot, you know? So I guess we want to know from the public, locally, are we going to be willing to put some money toward this? And if the answer is yes, then I think that gives us more confidence to push forward with the engineering, gives us more confidence to say, yeah, this is what this development is going to look like. This is what we're envisioning, you know, and try to put something together to see if there's the private sector interest.
The vote was 4-1, with only Lynn opposing the issue going on the ballot. Assembly members Jay Stanton Greger and Kurt Wallhuter were not at the meeting. The assembly was unanimous in sending a property tax exemption question to voters. That will be on whether to continue with an exemption for buildings with a fire sprinkler system installed. That allowance has exempted 2% of a property's value in the past and is no longer mandated by the state. This year, it became optional. The assembly also took no action on two citizens' initiatives. Borough residents were successful in turning in enough signatures to force a vote on whether off-road vehicles should be allowed on most borough streets and whether the borough should end the practice of adding fluoride to the local water supply. ATV supporter Richard Burke wants to let the voters decide.
Out of respect for a number of the folks that signed the petition, I'm asking today for the assembly to send this to the ballot. It'll make town a better place, but we can have those arguments in September.
The assembly had the option of keeping those issues off of the ballot by approving ordinances that do essentially the same thing. Assembly members took no action, which means both fluoride and ATVs will be up for a vote in October. That's in addition to a charter change that would impact the state-owned dock on Kuprinoff and two sales tax exemption changes that have been proposed. The filing period for people interested in running for local office is also just around the corner. It starts July 25th and runs until August 22nd. The mayor's seat, two assembly seats, and many other spots and local boards and commissions also will be decided this fall. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.